he's really suffering right now.
Wow. Wow. Gentleman Jim Dallas, always on top of these stories. But no, Greg Gutfeld in his first week, 400,000 more viewers than Chris Cuomo. Wow. And by the way, do you notice we don't hear much about Andrew Cuomo and his sexual problems? I wonder why. Anyway, stick around. Coming up next, Gregory Hafen, assemblyman from District 36, will join us. And we'll talk about what's going on in Week 11. Week 11 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We'll be sprinting to the finish line today on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Federal prosecutors won't charge a police officer who shot and killed a woman as she climbed through the broken part of a door during the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. More from congressional correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Authorities had considered for months whether criminal charges were appropriate for the Capitol police officer who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old Air Force veteran from San Diego. The Justice Department's decision officially closes out the investigation. Prosecutors said that they had reviewed video of the incident, along with statements from the officer involved and other officers and witnesses, examined physical evidence from the scene, and reviewed the autopsy reports. The officer was not charged. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
At the murder trial of Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, a defense expert blamed George Floyd's death on heart trouble. Ed Donahue reports.
Prosecution experts testified George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen after being pinned down. Forensic pathologist Dr. David Fowler testified.
Mr. Floyd had a sudden cardiac arrhythmia, or cardiac arrhythmia.
As a result of his heart disease, Fowler listed other factors.
Fentanyl and methamphetamine. There is exposure to a vehicle exhaust.
Potentially carbon monoxide poisoning. The medical examiner ruled George Floyd's death was a homicide. Fowler said there were too many conflicting factors.
I would fall back to undetermined.
Tape from court TV. Prosecutors say Floyd died because Derek Chauvin's knee was pressed against Floyd's neck or neck area for 9.5 minutes. I'm Ed Donahue.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance has agreed to withdraw its roughly 7,000 non-American forces from Afghanistan to match U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to pull all American troops from the country starting on May the 1st. Stoltenberg says the full withdrawal will be completed within a few months. On Wall Street, the dot by 53 points. More at townhall.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're
are doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada will lift all statewide social distancing mandates beginning May 1st, with a goal of returning to 100% capacity by June 1st. In making the announcement yesterday, Governor Sisolak said the mask mandate would remain in place until further notice. The governor said the state's ongoing vaccination process and continued stable COVID-19 numbers make the aggressive reopening approach possible. About 40% of Nevadans 16 and older have begun the vaccine process, with about 25% of all state residents 16 and older being fully vaccinated. Getting a COVID-19 vaccination could mean a cash bonus for workers at the Cosmopolitan. The Las Vegas Strip property is committed to paying more than $1 million in cash bonuses if 80% of its employees get their first dose by May 1st. Those that don't get vaccinated will be required to take a weekly COVID-19 test. The program is a tiered system. The more workers that get vaccinated, the bigger the bonus. A 60% vaccination rate would mean a $50 bonus. 70% means a $100 bonus for everyone. And a 100% vaccination rate would mean $500 for one and for all. That's at the Cosmopolitan.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, the place to avoid on the surface streets right now is Cheyenne Boulevard. It's currently closed in both directions. That's between Las Vegas Boulevard and Lincoln Road. Also, congestion on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Also very slow, 215 westbound at the airport connector.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is hour number three. Live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Very excited to have Gregory Hafen on, Assemblyman from District 36. We are into week 11 of the 81st Nevada Legislature, and One of the things that we just kind of the milestone that we just passed on Friday, and that was the whole notion of deadlines. We had a deadline on Friday. And what does it all mean? Let's check in. Gregory Hafen joins us on the line from District 36 in Carson City. Gregory, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. It's always good to have you on. Tell us what this deadline Friday was all about.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Friday was the deadline to get our bills out of committee. It's called the First House Passage. There's a good chunk of our Republican bills that died on Friday. About two-thirds of our bills all died.
Wow. I was just going to say, what about the
only
Democrats?
About 20% of their bills died, which some of the really horrific ones, you know, the good news is we were able to kill some of those or turn them into studies. It basically will end up going nowhere. But it's kind of disheartening to see that kind of discretion and disparity between the number of bills that were passed on the Democrat side versus the Republican side.
Let me just ask you, of your bills, you had, what, 10 BDRs, which turned into 10 bills. How many are still alive?
So I've got two that are still alive out of my 10. AB 166, which has been sent to Ways and Means, which typically means that it'll die, and then AB 360, which hopefully we can get over to the Senate side and maybe get something done over there. But you know, it just really illustrates how partisan and how they're targeting, you know, Trump backing conservatives. As you know, I was Trump's rural chair, and it's really unfortunate to see these sorts of attacks. I mean, the kinds of bills that I was carrying, most of them were nonpartisan issues, things that really dealt with rural Nevada and trying to help out, trying to help out our veterans. And so it was really sad to see that happen.
Do you feel, let me just make sure that I've got this right. You feel like you have been personally targeted because you're a Trump supporter and you're a Republican. And is this going on with other members as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that the more conservative you are right now, the more they're targeting you. That was made very loud and clear last week, which is not what Nevada's about. You know, you see that at the national level where there's a lot of partisan fighting. But Nevada historically has not been like that. You normally work together to do what's best for the state and for the citizens of the state. This last week, it was made very loud and clear that we're entering into a new era.
Wow. We've had a lot of people, a lot of lobbyists. We've had a lot of members on the show. And we've talked about this, the pace at which business is going. We're going to reopen the legislative building tomorrow. Will that pick up the pace? It doesn't sound like, I got to tell you, when you can only get like a one-day pass, so to speak, and you have to have a reservation, that we're not really opening up the building, are we?
Well, you're correct. We're opening it to limited capacity. The good news is what will speed things up is we're going back into the committee rooms. And so we'll get away from the whole Zoom, you know, zooming in thing and sitting at our desk. So we'll actually be in committee room in person, and there'll be members of the public and or lobbyists that'll be there, which I think will help speed some things up. And hopefully it'll make the interactions a little bit better, and we can get a better feel for how some of these bills are going to work out.
Again, joining us, Greg Hafen, Assemblyman from District 36. I got to ask you, because you mentioned there were a lot of bad bills that did die, a lot of good bills that died, a lot of good Republican bills that died. But I'm curious, what are the bills that you fear most? I know that we've talked a lot about AB 321 and you know, the old AB4. Are there bills like that that are still around, that are still viable?
Yeah, that one's still floating out there. Another one that's really concerning to me is the assisted suicide. I'm not a fan of that. That's still out there floating around. There was, you know, we were tracking what we call the bad bills and the anti-business, anti-developer, anti-employer stuff. And there's about 100 of them that were introduced. As of Friday, about 30 of those died, which is pretty good news. Bad news is there's still about 70 of them alive that we need to really start looking at and seeing what we could do to get those killed or, you know, turned into some sort of study that goes nowhere.
Is there any hint that you've gotten that there might be members on the other side willing to compromise, willing to talk with you, willing to take a meeting with you on a certain bill, maybe a bill that they really want, that maybe you can bargain with or about? Is there any evidence that there's any of that bipartisanship going on?
You know, Kevin, there's a few members on the other side that are. I noticed, which is kind of rare, there was a bill that came up, I think it was on second reading today, and in committee, you actually had a split vote on the Democrat side, which normally they're all lockstep on their votes, and so, you know, when I saw that today, I was like, huh, that's encouraging. That means that they're thinking for themselves, and maybe there is hope. Maybe it's just the Zoom thing is making things too partisan, and maybe when we get back in the committee rooms and we could, you know, look each other in the eye and shake each other's hands, and we can, you know, find some sort of bipartisan agreement and try to work out some good compromise on some of these bills.
Want to ask you about the governor's speech last night. We are going to be reopening the state at 100% capacity beginning June 1. Let me just ask you, there have been some criticism of the governor already today that it was kind of the it was politics more than it was science, what the governor was proposing. What did you think of what he had to say?
I think you hit it right on the head. You know, I mean, you look at the numbers. There's no reason for us not to open up. I mean, I just, we're at what, 4%, maybe 5% positive rate. You know, our hospitals are doing fine, but our businesses are struggling, right? So let's get things up and running. Personally, I was hoping that he would have said May 1st. I know a lot of the counties were aiming for May 1st, but it, you know, it just seemed like there was more of a political message to be sent by choosing June 1st.
Well, and the other thing, I thought the fact that social distancing, which the scientists have all told us, it's essential that we all keep 6 feet separation. If you go to a movie theater, if you go to a sporting event, if you go to Walmart, wherever it is, now we're finding, nope, 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 we don't need to do that, but we do need to do the mask. And the mask has become a political symbol. I'm wondering if you feel the same way, that that's become more of a thing being politicized than anything else.
You know, Kevin, I've noticed and done some research, and a lot of people are saying that, you know, a lot of the cloth masks don't do any good. Some say that, you know, if you do the surgical mask, it does a little bit of good. To be honest, Kevin, I'm not sure what to believe when it comes to the mask anymore. I think that, frankly, we need to just open up and ride this out. I don't know what the official numbers are for the vaccine rollout, but I know we've done some really good steps to get people vaccinated that want to get vaccinated. And I'm not mistaken, anyone over the age of 16 can get vaccinated.
And by the way, 25% of Nevadans over the age of 16 have been vaccinated. So they're accounted for, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, and 100% can get it if they want it.
Well, let me just ask you. I mean, if you had a message, well, let me just ask you. As a member of the legislature, I know that you've been afforded the opportunity to take the vaccine. Have you, and will, or will you?
So I actually was able to get the vaccine as a utility provider. I run a small water and sewer company, and so we were able to get it through the utility company as kind of your first line, you know, workers. We weren't allowed to take a day off during the pandemic, which I'll admit was kind of nice. I had a little bit of normalcy there. And so I was able to get it that way. I know a lot of my colleagues did get it, and some of them got it strictly because they wanted this building to be open to the public. And they knew that if we didn't get vaccinated, that that would be the reason that we're not opening up. And so if that's what it takes to get open, I know a lot of us said, let's do it.
Let me just ask you a political question. We know that the governor is going to be running for re-election, but the big question is there going to be a primary challenge on the Democrat side? And will there be a line around the block to go after the governor? Because he really did a horrible, horrible job through all of this.
Boy, I agree with you. I don't envy the position that he was in. I mean, this is kind of a novelty pandemic that we haven't seen in 100 years, really. But he really has not handled it well. He's passed the blame. He's, you know, not taking responsibility, and he's kind of taken, you know, misstep after misstep by following what California is doing rather than looking at what do they say? Follow the science. Instead of looking at the actual science, which is bad, in regards to if we're going to have it, people lining up to run against them, I don't know yet. I think the time will tell. I'm not sure. You know, I hear some rumblings here and there that you might get a primary, but I don't think anybody'd be willing to come out and say that just yet until, you know, actual filing date.
I want to ask you, speaking of dates, there's a date coming up, May 4th, for the Economic Forum report. Explain what that is and how that's important to the process that you folks are a part of right now.
So, yeah, May 4th, the Economic Forum report is going to come out, which is really going to project what our state budget will be for the next 2 years. And that's when things kind of really, really get kicked off. It doesn't leave us a lot of time because the session ends May 31st. But, you know, I got a meeting here at 6 o'clock for Ways and Means to start going over some of the budgetary items. We met this morning at 8. I actually was meeting with some of my colleagues at 5 a.m. this morning to try to go over some of the bills that we're working on still. So things are going to ramp up here in the next month, and we'll be working some long hours.
Well, but just for the record, with the huge infusion of federal dollars, there's no chance that we're going to have any kind of, quote, fiscal crisis, unquote, here in the state of Nevada. The problem is not revenue, is it?
Well, first of all, I think that, no, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. If you go back, the numbers that we're looking at projected for the next biennium are the same as they were in 2018. I'm like, well, this is pretty simple. Let's just grab the 2018 budget and let's see where we go. However, you know, agencies' request, the governor's request, is, you know, created a quote-unquote shortfall. And yes, we have the federal money that's coming, but under our Constitution, we have to balance our budget. So we have to say, this is what we've got, this is what we can spend, and then who knows when those Fed dollars are coming, and who actually knows how they're going to be earmarked. You know, are they going to be earmarked for, you know, green energy? Are they going to be earmarked for education? And so, yeah, we know it's coming, but we don't know what kind of restrictions are going to be on there. So it's really hard for us to really kind of contemplate and budget for that, even though I know some of my colleagues on the other side are, you know, chomping at the bits to spend it all. I don't. I want to be fiscally responsible with it. I want to sit back and you know, cut where we need to cut and trim some of the fat. And when and if the Fed money comes in, let's sit down and let's figure out what the fiscally responsible thing to do is.
As a member of Ways and Means, though, do you know when the federal dollars will roll through the door?
Off the top of my head, I do not. I know that there's been speculation, but I don't know. I doubt that it will be here before the end of session.
So you guys may close down on June 1 and still not have that federal money. Does that make it more precarious in legislating stuff that's going to have fiscal notes to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, to me, it makes us be more fiscally responsible with our taxpayers' money. We have to live within our means. And, yeah, we know that there's some of this Fed money coming to backfill certain areas. But we can do that in a special session. First and foremost, I'd like to see our unemployment system fixed. We drained our rainy day fund, which I wasn't too thrilled with when they did it. So I'd like to replenish that. And I know there's some other ideas and maybe even some possible fees and taxes that we could reduce, whether temporarily or permanently. And I think that that'll be, at least that's my idea of how we use those federal funds.
Hey, Greg, in our final minute, how can folks reach out to you, even with the legislative building sort of reopened, but not totally? Folks need to be able to communicate with you. How can they do it?
There's two coffee shops across the street. We got both of them yesterday meeting with folks, so glad to do that. And if you want to meet me for coffee, call me here at the office, 775-684-8805, or go to my website, hafen4nevada.com. It's got all my email and contact information there as well. Look forward to seeing people.
Hey, Greg, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much, man. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Kevin.
That's Greg Hafen. He's not done. He's got a hearing at 6 o'clock that he's got to be a part of. So he'll be working into the night. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. The but they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready?